Are high street agents doing Purple Bricks' jobs for them?
Absolutely. Yeah, those that match them on price, even associate with that culture, that sales culture, that brand, they're certainly doing that job for them. I mean, the actual definition is something called actualities, and it's gaining market entrance and market share without thought for profit or anything like that. They're driving the brand awareness, they're driving the numbers without thinking about the profit. And they, once they get into a certain traction,
to a tipping point.
To a tipping point, yeah. That really is when it forces people out of the market, because the estate agents have got overheads that the onliners and the hybrids haven't got. So if the estate agents make the bad choice of following what's gone on and competing on equal price,
yes,
it's going to drive them out of business. And that really is part of the plan for Bricks and people like that, to drive the agents out, they become the dominant factor, the prices go up.
Many years ago, over 20 years ago, I did an economics degree, and they actually said that there is a recognised model on this, and you need to get to a point of around 18 or 19% of the marketplace, mm-hmm. and then everything will follow and tip on through. Looking at the market, it appears that the Purple Bricks gang and their cohorts are at around 3-5%. Do you think they could grow even more? And let's come back to the original question: are high street agents doing their job for them?
Well, do I think they could grow even more?
They've spent an awful lot of money, mm. not making any money at all, and they're not breaking into the market that they thought they would, you know.
I think homeowners have really been wise in not going down that route. I mean, there are a lot of bad reviews on social media with that company, and with a lot of the online agents as well. And I think people need the reassurance when they're buying a house, or sorry, when they're selling a house, someone to hold their hand. I mean, Trevor Mealon recommended a book to me called The Middleman Economy, and it's about the role of middlemen in any industry that you like. But with estate agents, you know, it's not just introducing the buyer to the seller. There are other things like, you know, the reassurance factor, and there was about 6 or 7 different important aspects of a role for a middleman. I think where you subtract from all of the services that a traditional estate agent would do, that's where the homeowners start becoming wary. You know, you've got the traditional estate agent providing that service. The online guys and the hybrids, to a lesser extent, chip away at what's actually on offer to get the price down.
Come back to the original question: are high street agents creating a rod for their own back by matching these fees?
They're certainly creating a rod for their own back. I think that they're creating a disturbance by actually even mentioning Purple Bricks. Do you think Purple Bricks care less about the high street agent?
Well, there's an awful lot of agents out there that on their social media platforms, that's all they seem to talk about. Mm. Purple Bricks, Purple Bricks, Purple Bricks.
That's right, just brand awareness, you know, keep the brand going.
Helping them out. Do you think estate agents should offer an online package to run alongside their high street branding?
Definitely not.
Well, that's quite good. Why not? It's matching them, beating them at their own game.
If you go down the route that I say, it's competence and character. If you've got the character, that's a given. Okay, fine. The competence, you're basically undercutting your own fees for no reason whatsoever. There's no there's no pride in an estate agency doing a half decent job. You know, if your agency fees are £3,000, you should have pride in that. You should be, you know, telling the world why you're worth that money. Cut it to £1,000. Where's the pride in that? You know.
But I'm losing the listing if I don't.
Well, my answer to that would be, you know, the listing's not worth having in the first place. If you're not doing a good enough job convincing people. I mean, look at, you know, we talked about Bobby Singh earlier on. You know, Bobby offers that online listing price, but the majority of work that he does is for fee. And it's because he's good and his team are good at convincing people that is the way to go. You know, we offer it, but that is what you want. I mean, personally, I wouldn't even offer it. I mean, it's just a catch.
So what one piece of advice would you give to estate agents today who are worried about purple bricks and their online mates?
Get on with your own job.
Can't say more than that, can you?